Once again, we'd like to turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 20. We want to begin looking at the fifth commandment, which is stated in verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land, which would be the land of Canaan, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Again, there is a very specific order in the Ten Commandments, and this order is of extreme importance. The first four commandments relate to specific duties to God. So, again, those are the first four commandments. It's not the last four, it's the first four. And there's a reason for that. And that, of course, is we must begin with God. These first four commandments speak of not only our specific duties to God, but they define a relationship with God. And again, that's where we must begin. We must begin with our duties to God. We must begin with our relationship to the Lord. We see in these first four commandments, we're told to love the Lord, worship the Lord, how to relate to Him. We see it all has to do with how we perceive God, these first four commandments. So the first four commandments are all about God. All about God. The first commandment, again, tells us how we are to perceive the Lord. And how we perceive the Lord has much to do with how we live our lives. That leads into the second commandment, which basically simply states that there is no other than God. In other words, He must be first. Leading to the third commandment, which is God must be reverenced. All of that leads into the fourth commandment, telling us that God has a day, and that day is to be kept sacred. So the first four commandments are all about respect toward God. Respect toward God. You remove respect toward God, and you have disaster. And we see that today in our society. The enemies of God know this, that if you remove respect for God, they can accomplish their purpose, and they've been doing this, of course, for decades. So these first four commandments are foundational. They are the foundation. If you don't have this foundation, you build upon sand, and the house is going to collapse. The remaining six commandments, beginning here with verse 12, reveal our duties to man, reveal our duties to one another. They define a proper relationship with other people. So the foundation of our duties to man is our duties to God. A foundation of proper relationships with other people, the foundation of such is a proper relationship with God. Again, the first four commandments teach us to love God, teach us to respect God. The remaining six teaches us to respect, honor our fellow man. Again, if you respect and honor your fellow man, you're not going to kill. You're not going to commit adultery. You're not going to steal. You're not going to do any of those things. They're based upon respect and honor toward our fellow man. And again, the foundation of that is respect and honor toward God. Now, it's important that we realize that the two tables of the Ten Commandments, the first four commandments and then the remaining six, they form one complete whole. That is, you cannot obey the first four commandments and disobey the remaining six. In other words, if you disobey the remaining six, it is because you've disobeyed something in the first four commandments. So it all, it's a unit. You cannot disobey commandments 5 through 10 without disobedience to the foundational commandments. So it's important that we realize that the commandments in the second table, commandments 5 through 10, establish principles of human behavior that will result in stable, loving, lasting relationships with others. Why is it today you go into a bookstore and you go into the self-help section, or you go into the so-called Christianity section, and you will see an abundance of books about relationships, about human relationships? Why is it that so many people have trouble with human relationships? They bounce from one to the other, none of them working. It's because they have no foundation, which is stated in the first four commandments. Now, this fifth commandment serves as a link to the remaining five commandments. And this fifth commandment really sets the tone for the second table of commandments. The tone being honor and respect. Honor and respect. This is not a commandment just about honoring father and mother. This is a commandment about honor and respect to mankind. So there is a principle taught in this fifth commandment. And the principle that's being taught, again, serves as somewhat of a foundation, or a link, we should say, to the other commandments. Honor thy father and thy mother. There is a principle there of respect toward authority. Father and mother is a position, whether society believes it or not today, is a position of authority. It is a God-given, God-established position of authority. And fathers and mothers need to take that position of authority. God has given it to fathers and mothers. So the command, honor thy father and thy mother, teaches us the principle of respect toward authority. Now, the word honor simply means to esteem, to respect, to regard, to show dignity to. To honor father and mother is to show them dignity. It is to recognize one's position of authority. It is to recognize their position of authority. Parents make a devastating mistake when they let a two-year-old take authority of a house. That's devastating. And if that is allowed, you have a breakdown of respect in the home. And that is going to carry on to every other area of life. There is very, very, very little respect today for mankind. Man has very little respect for one another. And that goes back to the home. Honor thy father and mother. Again, the word honor has to do with giving deference to them. So by the order of the commandments, man's first duty Man's first responsibility is to honor God. That is our first responsibility, to honor God. And that's established in the first four commandments. Now, we know that God has all authority, and God's authority takes priority over all other authority. Now, God has established an organization of authority, and we'll look at that here in a minute, but God's authority takes precedence over all other authority. Notice in the book of Acts, chapter 5, Peter, James, and John, we have an example here in Acts 5, verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than man." There's a principle there. That is, God's authority takes precedence. God's authority is the priority. Honor and respect towards God's authority will result in honor and respect of the authority that God has delegated to man. And the very first authority that you and I experience in life is father and mother. That's the first authority that we come under. And it is there that we learn, or we ought to learn, respect and honor. Again, if a person does not even respect and honor their own mother and father, you can mark it down. They're not going to respect and honor others. They have to be taught honor and respect in the home. Now, honor, you know, sometimes people will say, well, they're not worthy of honor. You've missed the point. Giving honor does not necessarily imply the superiority of a person's character. It does not necessarily imply the goodness of their character. It speaks of a God-given position, and that position is to be honored. It is to be respected. Even if someone has a mother and father that is terrible, there's still to be an honor and respect shown to parents. That's still to be so. So the principle of respect toward authority is taught all through the Word of God. God has, again, established an order of authority throughout the Bible. And we learn respect toward this authority as a child. We're taught as a child, or we should be taught as a child, respect and authority. Today, and a lot of people don't think it's a big deal, but it is big. It's huge. Children are not made to say Mr. and Mrs. They call adults by their first name. And parents say, oh, it's no big deal. It is a big deal. You're to be teaching them respect and respect of authority, respect of elders. In my day, in your day, you did not dare call an elder by their first name. You did not dare do that. We did not allow our children to call adults by their first name. When they get older and become an adult, they can call them by their first name. But it's still ingrained in me. My parents have had the same neighbors since they've lived where they live, and where my mother lives, and I still call them Mr. and Mrs. Vinsky. And he said to me about a year ago, "You don't have just call me George." I said, "I can't. If I do, I've seen my father's hand coming across my mouth. It just ingrained. I cannot call them by their first name." So it is a breakdown of respect and honor to allow children to call adults by their first name. So we want to look for the order that God has established. Again, of authority all through the Word of God. And we are to show respect for authority simply because, for no other reason, if there's no other reason, perhaps the person is not worthy of respect, but for no other reason, God has established it. And there is to be respect and honor. Believe it or not, and this is perhaps the most difficult, there is respect for political and government authority. It's taught in the Word of God. Romans chapter 13, if we turn there, Romans 13. Again, we may not be able to be very respectful toward the person itself, but we ought to be respectful of an office. And again, this is a struggle. But I'm in Hebrews. Let's go to Romans chapter 13. Very familiar verses of Scripture. If I find the book of Romans, still in the New Testament. Romans 13, verse 1. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. That's authorities. For there is no power but of God. In other words, God has put them in authority. The powers that be are ordained of God. We may not fully understand that, but that's what it says. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. And we have the purpose of these God-ordained authorities, and though it's not always so. For rulers are not a terror to good works, that is, they shouldn't be. So rulers have a responsibility, but to the evil. In other words, they do not reward criminals, but good behavior. They do not encourage crime, they encourage goodness. That's why they're there. They may not fulfill that responsibility, but that's why they're there. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Again, that's the way it should be. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Again, that shows us the purpose of government. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, that is, not simply out of fear that you're going to be punished, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also. For they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. 1 Peter chapter 2. Again, the principle being established in this fifth commandment is respect. Respect and honor. 1 Peter 2, verse 17, honor all men. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. And then it goes on. So there ought to be respect for political and government authority. There ought to be respect for the aged. Notice in the book of Leviticus, chapter 19. Book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse verse 32. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man. Respect and honor toward the aged. If parents do not teach their children respect toward mom and dad, they will not respect you when you're old and when you need care. And that is one of the major problems today. Today, many parents are neglected. People say, well, you know, kids are narcissists, and that's very much so many times. But why? Many of those parents did not teach their children proper respect. And it'll come back to you. It'll come back to you. So we're to honor the aged person. Fear thy God. I am the Lord. Job chapter 32. Job 32, verse 6. And Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite, answered and said, I am young, and ye are very old. Wherefore I was afraid, and durst not show you mine opinion. He was afraid to speak his opinion because he had respect to the elders. Again, there's a breakdown in this today. Two-year-old children are solicited by mom and dad for their opinion, putting them on equal ground with mom and dad. The child living in the home is not on equal ground with mom and dad. Never is that so. When they are at home, they are not on equal ground with mom and dad. Well, we just want to see what they think. What does it matter? Are you going to base your decision upon what they think? When I was a kid, it didn't matter what you thought. It had no bearing on anything. And you dare not say what you thought. In Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23. Verse 22. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee. Despise, think not lightly, despise not thy mother when she is old. Parents are going to, if they live long enough, are going to get old. And if they live long enough, chances are they may become feeble, and roles might reverse, where the child becomes the parent. But again, honor is to be shown to them. Honor is to be shown to them. 1 Timothy chapter 5 doesn't mean you have to agree with what they do. But honor is to be shown. 1 Timothy 5, verses 1 and 2. Rebuke not an elder. This isn't talking about pastors here. There's another verse that talks about that. As the context, you read it, you see he's talking about the aged. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father. That is, respect. Father is a position of respect, or ought to be. And the younger men as brethren. So, you entreat him as a father, that is, he's above you. Others, you treat as brethren. They are equals. Brothers are equals. But we see, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father. Show him respect. The elder women, as mothers, again, a position of respect, mothers, fathers. Honor thy father and thy mother. That goes further than just our parents. It also has reference to the elders, men and women. The elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters. Again, equals. And we're to do this with all purity. So we'll continue next week. But this fifth commandment, again, serves as a link. And the principle that is being taught in this fifth commandment, which is absolutely necessary to the keeping of all the other commands, is respect and honor to be shown. I mean, there has been a breakdown in the home concerning respect and honor. There's a breakdown, and as a result, there's a breakdown in the schools. And then when the individual gets out of school and they're on their own, same thing. And it just continues, it's a snowball effect. It is foolish to believe that disrespect can be encouraged in the home and that not carry on in the life. Respect is one of the first principles that a child must learn. They must learn respect and honor. Let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. We do thank you, Lord, for your commands and how they protect us. And we thank you, Lord, for the authorities that you have ordained as for our benefit as well. We just pray that you'd be with us now as we worship you, that everything we say and do would be for your honor, for your glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.